Hello, Brian.
Hello, Brandon.
I am very excited. I bet you are too. We have an announcement. We have an announcement for all of you good listeners about something brand new and very exciting, at least to us. But I hope for you, it's kind of a big deal. It's a new project, a new program, a new way to for us to teach and for you to learn, which is separate from this podcast, but is kind of a spin-off of it, a sister project. It's a spiritual successor. And the short version, the too long didn't read version, is that it is a video-based, web-based teaching platform that we're calling Intensive Care Academy.
I feel like we need fanfare here.
This is not the podcast. It is something else. But it is videos instead of audio, and it is subscriber based, which, you know, is another way of saying not free. So we'll get into what it's all about. But this is something Brian and I have been working on for most of the past year, and it's going to be a big part of what we're doing going forward. And we'll tell you how it affects the podcast. But that's what we wanted to do today, just kind of fill you in on what this new thing is and, you know, maybe if it's something that interests you.
So, yeah, so let's start by talking about why we're doing this. So we get messages from lots of you all out there saying things like, do you have more resources you can point us in the direction of? And frequently what we hear is, I am a new nurse practitioner or a new PA working in critical care. And some variation of I'm the first advanced practice provider in my group, or my group is sort of small and we don't have a ton of resources. And do you have anything you can point me to that I can use to sort of help transition from being a student to being a practitioner?
Yeah, I mean, I think what we've kind of proven with the podcast over the years is that there is a need or an interest or a market for additional learning of this kind, which is, you know, relatively informal and accessible, but good information and rigorously done, and kind of self-paced stuff you can consume on your own. And hopefully we've been able to provide that, as we plan to continue to, but there's also limitations to what we can do here, you know? We only can do so much content. It is, you know, it's somewhat unstructured and informal. It's not part of like an episode here is not part of a larger curriculum. It's audio only. So, you know, there's only so much you can do without any visuals. And to be completely honest, it's something we do for free. So there's only so much time we can put into it. So if we're looking to evolve this a little, it's in the direction of something that is a little more organized and structured and formal, and is part of a paid program allowing us to put that much more into it and you to get that much more out of it. So the concept is that there's a platform for video-based lessons, which feature Brian or me. And they walk through critical care content, much as you get here. But it is something you would get online or as kind of a spin-off podcast that we'll get into. But it's going to be an ongoing kind of living, breathing, teaching platform, just another kind of venue for us to reach to you. And, you know, hopefully we'll get into all kinds of new content. But we wanted to launch it with one kind of fully formed bolus of material, which we conceived as an onboarding program for new APPs in the ICU. So the new PA or NP who's starting out in critical care, who's looking to get trained. And that's what is on there right now as we speak. It's called Foundations. And Foundations is 52 lessons. It's a lot.
It's so much. I think it's more than we anticipated. Like, we set this out and we started making it and we made it and we go, it's so much. But
we just kept realizing, like, look, you kind of need to tackle this topic or that topic, you know, if this is the role that somebody is going to be in. And, you know, we targeted at that person who was starting critical care with no prior experience in critical care. And frankly, maybe no real prior experience even in like hospital medicine, because it is still the case, maybe a little less so, but by and large, that a new APP in the ICU is oftentimes a new graduate. They're coming out of school. Maybe they have prior experience, something else. Maybe they were a bedside nurse or something. But a lot of them may have not much except kind of their generalist kind of clinical training. So we wanted to give people all of that stuff. And of course, new grads are being trained by their employers. But I mean, I've worked in any number of places, and you know, my experience pretty much everywhere, and this is what we hear from you guys too, the majority of places hiring these people are not really set up to provide didactic training to them. You get practical on-the-job training. They show you where the bathrooms are, who to call, that kind of thing. You learn how to get through your day, some hands-on training for things like procedures, but the kind of fundamental didactic curriculum for like, what is critical care? How do you think about it? How do you conceive of the diseases that we deal with? How do you approach, you know, diagnosing and treating them? What's the kind of critical, you know, data and guidelines and things that you should know about? The things that really make you, give you an understanding of critical care, not just of your job. Some places can offer you that. They have, you know, didactics and things and a kind of a well-structured curriculum, but very few do. So we thought we could just give you a course. And if you just can go through most or all of this material, you'll kind of have it all. And even if your job is not able to provide that, they can just focus on that practical hands-on stuff. Like obviously, you know, procedures, for instance, there's a hands-on element. We can't give you that. We don't have your hands here. But we can give you all that other stuff that perhaps they are not able to. And then in combination, you'll be pretty well set. So that's what is there right now, the Foundations program. It's, 40-something hours total. It's broken down into lessons on different topics ranging from, kidney injury to ventilator management. There's like 5 lessons on that. Procedural stuff, you know, central lines, peripheral IVs, ultrasound, arterial lines, things like that. Lots of hands-on footage for the different diseases, different treatments, and it kind of just covers it all.
And you may be thinking like, I mean, is this like the stuff I got in school? Because I did just go to school. And no, it's not, right? We understand that you learn this stuff in school. So we wanted to make sure that we're building off of that, right? So if you didn't get a ton of critical care experience in school in your program, this is going to supplement that. It's going to go deeper into some of this stuff. And like Brandon said, touching on some of the guidelines and the important data that you need to know, but also some practical stuff. We have a whole section where we go over just how the ICU works and, you know, how to structure your day and how to get through things. So we try to keep it very practical as well.
Yeah, I think a good way to think about it is it's similar vibe, similar flavor to the podcast.
Yeah.
It's primarily, you know, practically focused. Obviously, a lot of it is oriented from how we practice, although we try to give you a perspective on the other ways you can do things. When there is important kind of universal truths you should understand, like the seminal, you know, papers in the field or important guidelines or whatever, we'll orient you to those. But a lot of it is practical stuff. It is pure critical care, which is probably what many people are lacking when they're starting out here. Now, it is, of course, pure adult critical care. That's all that we do. And it is focused on a U.S. audience because that's what we do as well. I know we have a lot of international listeners, and I think a lot of people can get something out of it who is in Afghanistan, or maybe they're practicing pediatric critical care. That's kind of up to you to adjust as needed, as it is really for the podcast as well. And while we conceive of this for that audience, that new grad, PA, or whomever, I think it is probably quite useful for other groups as well. I cannot say for them, but I think our nursing audience, our bedside nurses, can probably get a lot out of it. I know there are a lot who listen to this podcast. And while obviously some of the content may not be exactly for them, I think there is a ton of overlap, and I think it is plenty kind of broadly accessible enough that if they're looking for that additional background and perspective on critical care and why we do certain things, I think they would be a great audience for it as well.
Absolutely. One of the things I said when I was practicing as a nurse and in nurse practitioner school was that a lot of the stuff I learned in NP school made me a better nurse. And it was, I said, it was almost like I wish every nurse could kind of do some NP school just to learn some of this stuff, which is obviously not practical, but something like this is, right? So if you're a bedside nurse and you want to get a little deeper understanding of what we do in critical care and the things that you see in the ICU, the things you do in the ICU every day, I think this would be very applicable to you. Additionally, if you are in school, I think this is a nice supplement to what you're getting in school, right? Because again, we're not trying to replace your program, but I think we're diving a little deeper into the ICU. So if you're doing an ICU rotation, you know, some of the stuff that you're going to see and do might supplement very nicely.
Yeah, and you can pick and choose, you know, what's useful or relevant to you. If you have strengths or weaknesses or certain something that interests you in particular, it's all broken down by topic areas and by the subject matter. Other people who might be interested, you know, students of whatever variety or flavor, augmenting kind of what maybe you're on a rotation in the ICU. I know some of our, you know, allied health colleagues and the supporting fields that we work with sometimes are looking for content like this. I know some people listen to the podcast who are therapists, PT or OT, speech therapists, respiratory therapists, certainly. And for the physicians, I think it could have a lot of applicability, mostly probably for like earlier house staff, you know, interns, some residents, people who are looking for that additional critical care curriculum. You know, they're often spending time in the ICU as part of a broader training program. For someone like a fellow in critical care, I think there could be some use early on to supplement their education. It's probably the foundations material is a little basic for those who have been doing it for a bit. But as I said, we're going to continue to add material, and there's going to be some more advanced material coming. We saw foundations as kind of the broad generalist orientation to critical care. And then the things that we're looking to add will be things like, okay, what about the particular type of critical care that I do? I work in a medical ICU, a surgical ICU, neuro, whatever. So we'll try to add material for those, the specific diseases and situations you see there, and the more specialized, nuanced understanding of even some of the things that we already covered in foundations. But you know, because you're kind of a specialist in this area, you kind of need that additional level. We want to add some more procedural training. We want to add a point of care ultrasound curriculum, and you know, getting into even kind of really expert level mastery kind of curriculum as able. You know, it's a, like I said, it's a platform, and we can put whatever on there that interests you guys, and we're open to hear. We want to know what you want, and you know, probably what interests us as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Like Brandon said, we're going to touch on some stuff in the foundations. You know, for example, in neuro, we're going to talk a little bit about some neuro stuff that you're likely to see. But, you know, in future courses, we hope to go more in depth if you're a neurospecialist. Same thing with cardiac and pulmonary and all those things.
Yeah, we wanted to, you know, have stuff that even if that is not the primary sort of thing you're seeing, you know, all patients have all the body parts, obviously. So we wanted the neuro material that even someone in a cardiac ICU needs to know, which is a balance, right? I mean, ideally everyone knows everything, but you could also can bore people when that's not their area.
Right.
So this is the generalist material that we think probably you should all know. But that's not all.
But wait, there's more.
If you subscribe now. So, you know, we wanted to give you a somewhat faceted spectrum of material. And we think the videos are great. You can get them on the website. You can get them mobile. It is formatted for like a phone or something as well. But we know that people like to consume things kind of at different times in different ways. So you'll also, you get access to two different podcasts, which are, you know, private for subscribers only. One of them, Intensive Care Academy Reviews, is audio versions of all the lessons that are on the site. So we think you should first, you know, watch the videos because you can pay attention to them and you can see the visuals. But we know that a lot of people like to listen to podcasts as well. That's why you're listening to this, because you can do it at other times. You can be exercising or driving or something. So we thought that an audio version would be good to review. You watch the video and you want to set the material in. And so every single one of the lessons that is on there now and that will continue to be added will look, be accompanied by an audio version, which is in its own podcast feed, and you can listen to as many times as you want. The second podcast, ICA Pearls, is unique material. It is stuff probably mostly from me, which are just nuggets of teaching on little clinical topics or whatever. This is what we are currently doing on this podcast as the turbos. And the turbos are going away. So this is one of the relatively few ways that this is going to affect the Critical Care Scenarios podcast. The turbos are going to drop out of your feed, and they are being adapted into the Pearls podcast for subscribers only. I'm sorry, guys. We only have so much time. We couldn't continue to make these two separate ones. So if you want those kind of ongoing little bits of teaching here and there, they'll be in the Pearls feed. You'll also get outlines and notes for every one of the lessons if you want to be able to check in on those and read. References for them, whether it's, you know, the citations or, you know, handouts, you know, cheat sheets, things like that. And access to us. Not in a weird way, but we're going to do monthly Q&As. We'll do some online streaming sessions that you can join if you have questions you want to ask, you want to chat about a case, something's been confusing you, you just want to say hi. We're going to try to do those at least once a month. And of course, you could always reach out with an email or something as well.
Yeah, but what if I am interested in this podcast you talk about, the Pearls? Is there another way that I can get that?
Yes. So you know that we've had a Patreon available for some time, people who want to just, you know, contribute a little bit of money to keep this podcast going. And there are some of you who subscribe, which we greatly appreciate. And we've always, you know, probably kind of neglected it. And there's more things you can do with Patreon. And I think ultimately we ended up kind of, you know, moving to the Academy as a way to do something else. But the Patreon is still going to exist. And it's still out there if you want to contribute. And we did want to get something back. So if you are a patron at a minimum of $5 a month or more, which is, you know, a nominal amount, we are also going to give you access to the Pearls feed. So if you are just dying to hear my voice in your ear, trickling in turbo goodness, but for whatever reason you're not interested in the Academy, you don't think it's useful, or you think it's a little pricey, you can just join us on Patreon, and for $5 or more a month, we'll give you access to that as well. Anyone who is currently a subscriber, we're going to be reaching out to give you access to the feed, and if you join at any time, you'll get that as well. What does it cost? Not much. So we did this as a subscription model. And this is not just to be obnoxious. I am personally a little annoyed that it seems like everything you buy now is a subscription. But it just made the most sense. Because like I said, it's going to continue to have content in an ongoing fashion. So you subscribe for 6 months at a time. Why 6 months? I don't know. It just seemed right. But for 6 months, the costs range from $99 to $300 for the 6 month period. For an APP, for instance, it's $149 for 6 months. So what is that? A little less than $300 for a year. I think that's a pretty cheap deal for, like I said, what is there? Over 50 lessons on there right now, and it's just going to continue to accumulate. I don't know, maybe you disagree, but check it out and see what you guys think. And if you are an institution who thinks this would be useful for your staff, like you have hired some new people and you want to use it to onboard them, reach out to us. You can do an institutional purchase as well. In that case, because it's kind of a self-contained training program, instead of the subscription, it'll be a standalone price, $200. You get access for one person to the Foundations program for a period of 2 years. And you can do a group buy for any number of people. Just reach out. That's not on the website. We do it manually. So if, you know, if this is interesting to you, and I think if you're listening to this podcast, it will be for many, then check it out. The website is icu101.com, ICU 101. The name is Intensive Care Academy. Take a look. And if you're not interested, then just keep doing what you're doing. You know, this podcast is going to continue. I think we're both committed to the idea of FOAM, of free online medical education. We love to do it, and I know it's done a lot for you guys. What's going to change? Well, you know, a small change in the volume. Like I said, the turbos will go away. I think we will occasionally probably still release some of those pearls onto the public podcast. I think we'll call it ICA Bite, just a little sampling. Maybe something that we think is really the general public, the broader listenership ought to hear, or just to kind of, you know, give you a sample of what's going on behind the Academy walls. And, you know, you'll occasionally hear us mentioning or plugging the Academy because we want people to know what's going on there if it's relevant to you. Otherwise, the podcast will be the podcast. So that's that. You know, we do want to, I think, thank everyone for their involvement and their support in all this so far. We've had so much fun and been so excited to teach in this particular format. And I think and I hope that this is a way for us to use the strengths and tools and skills that we have learned doing this, and will continue to do, but kind of push past some of those limitations that we talked about and do something that's just a little more organized and intentional and just kind of breaks past some of the limitations of a free podcast. And I think they're both going to continue to be great. And I think and hope that if you've been interested in this one, then you may be interested in that one as well. But we'll, you know, keep you updated on it. So, yeah. Check it out, ICU101.com. We'll remind you in the podcast to come as well. If you have questions or thoughts, reach out to us. We're always curious what you think. And, you know, to some extent, it is a work in progress. So we're open to your feedback and what you want and your problems with it. Or if you think that we're sellouts or whatever else, let us know, guys. We'd like to hear.
Yeah, we hope you really like it. We, like I said, like Brandon said, we've been working on this for a year or so now, and it's really exciting to see it coming together, and we're really proud of it, and we hope you enjoy it too.